Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we are moving through summer.
Yes, we are.
We're going to get through summer.
Yes, we are. We're going to make it.
Absolutely. But we're going to do something fun today. I mean, this guy is quite a character, mm-hmm. our guest today. Byron South, met him a few years ago. He's the inventor of the Convergent Hunting Solutions Bullet, the game caller.
Okay.
Lots and lots of stuff on YouTube talking about calling pigs, calling hogs. But he's also a trapper.
Ah.
I'm talking about old-fashioned get-down, right. You know, snares, leg hold, you know, trapper.
Yeah.
Will come to your ranch if you got a problem, and he'll take care of them critters. Okay.
Oh, all right. Cool.
We're going to get into that. That's something that I don't know about the rest of y'all, but it was something that always intrigued me. I didn't really get into it, but was always intrigued with dating back to the free trappers in Canada and the high country. We've got that. We've got some news from around the country as well as the state. So you all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And weather.
Yeah, well.
In the summer, the months of July and August. And folks, let me share a little insight with you. We just finished putting together the August issue.
Mm-hmm.
Which
of
really
what?
Of Texas Outdoors Journal.
Oh, okay.
Okay. which really always messes me up because of the content and looking ahead
right.
and that transition that takes place and, during the eighth month of the year.
And going like, August already.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And but then the reality sits in, you know, once that's done and you're going, oh, wait, it's only July.
Yes. Right.
Lost in the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
But weather-wise, it's hot. We've got some rain midweek and toward the end of the week. Looks like we're going to go into some heat, maybe not as bad as in June, but every summer that high-pressure system seems to come in and just squat right on top of Texas
yeah.
and pushes things to the north of us or, you know, to the east of us. And it's a while before things, you know, those high-pressure systems move away. But it's going to happen. There's some places you can hang out. And fortunately, the nighttime lows,
yeah.
while not exceptionally cool, they're cooler. They're tolerable. So what are you working
well,
on?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, unfortunately, I still read the paper, and Chicken Little the other day said that a couple of days ago was the hottest average globally on record, the hottest weather, hottest day.
You know,
average.
And I know that they're averaging, and of course, here in Texas, like when we talk about the old farmer's almanac, they talk about an average.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, we're so busy.
Yeah.
They split it into north and south,
mm-hmm.
okay? I'm looking at the, the weather app. I'm drawing a blank on
that
it.
Weather thing, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, it's got historical and mm-hmm. a year prior.
Right.
Let me tell you, I don't recall last summer being that hot,
mm-hmm.
but it was.
Sure.
You know.
I just think we need a statue to Mr. Carrier, who invented the air conditioning.
Oh, the air conditioning. Good point. Can you imagine, you know, all of us, wherever you're listening to us from,
yeah.
at one time,
yeah.
the big thing that people look forward to was the box attic fan. You know?
I know. That's what we had.
Yeah.
And a lot of mold.
Yeah. You're right.
Anyway, yeah, news-wise, I just got a thing, though. That's why I'm looking at the screen here on my phone. Our friends at Henry Firearms.
Okay.
The CEO, Anthony Imperato, last year had pledged to donate $1 million through its Guns for Great Causes charitable arm. Well, they did it. And this year, they fully honored the pledge with over 30 different organizations receiving donations of $1,037,500 since June of last year.
Hmm. Here's one of those commemorative rifles in their
yep.
limited edition.
Uh-huh.
The one that's going on right now, and in Texas Outdoors Journal, we've been recognizing the 200th anniversary of the Texas Rangers.
Correct.
Not the baseball team.
Correct.
We're talking about law enforcement. We're talking
right.
about back in the day some really tough individuals.
Oh, and still are.
And still are.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. But they have a Texas Ranger commemorative lever action rifle that's available at your Henry dealer.
Uh-huh.
Go online to henryusa.com and check it out. It's really a beautiful rifle.
Oh, and well, they make great stuff. I mean, their lever actions, you know, you've got half a
several.
Dozen probably.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I've got one in 45, the big boy.
Right.
You know, octagon barrel, but they are so slick.
The brass.
No, you would
like me, like the
Case Hardened.
Yeah, that's
but,
beautiful.
But the action is so slick,
mm-hmm.
so smooth. I mean, it harkens to an old Winchester.
Sure.
You know, but so slick, so tight, great trigger. I mean, they are beautifully built guns.
Yeah.
And a great place to start with the kiddos, too, because they have a whole range of 22s and stuff like that. So it's a great way to get the kids, you know, lever in like the Rifleman, but doing it with a 22.
Yeah. And because you have the 44?
45.
Mm-hmm. There is a website, because I've got the 44 mag.
Right.
And that's what I carry on my hip, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah, you're the only guy I know that carries a full-length rifle on his hip.
Hey, I got the leg for it.
Right,
yeah?
Okay, yeah.
No, but there is a website called Ballistics by the Inch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're not updating it, but they look at pistol caliber calibers, mm-hmm. and then compare it when shot through a longer barrel.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
sure.
Increased velocity.
Right.
And
right.
Really good information.
Yeah, well, that's the great combo thing with the 44 mag pistol and that rifle. Speaking of firearms,
yes.
Bring this up because I've had dealings with these great folks. Coming up, the largest gun auction in Texas history.
Okay.
Hey, huh? Okay. This December will mark the first premier auction in the new Bedford, Texas facility of Rock Island Auctions.
Okay.
They are building a brand new 90,000 square foot auction barn. Outside Dallas.
Wow.
And, I mean, they're one of the top auction companies.
So they're probably going to have in-person and online and everything.
In-person, online, on phone. I've been involved in some of their auctions before.
Right.
So they're looking for consignments, obviously. You got something you want to sell, sell it. So if you thought about selling a collectible firearm, you want to be in this auction. But they're a tremendous company, and so they have things set up to where you can start in advance online sometime. You know, and start your bidding process. What I have suggested to people is if you look at something and you're really interested in it, and they will show you where they think it ought to be, the price range that they're
sure.
going to go for. But then you look at your budget, and I say rather than get caught up in the auction fever, and you can do it live online too.
Go ahead and jump in.
Yeah. Pick your price
right.
and just make the bid early. And
right.
just pick and if you get it for that price, yay. If mm-hmm. it goes over that, you didn't want to spend that much more money, so yay. But you're not getting in that, you know,
frenzy.
That frenzy.
Yeah.
You know, sit there and go, okay, you know, they say it's gonna go from, you know, 800 to 1200. I'm really interested in it. My budget's 1000, plus you'll pay a fee on top of that and shipping and stuff like that. So but I just find it easier and it's less frustrating, you know, to go ahead and just pick what you think and you'll pay for it and go ahead and just make that the bid. But check them out. And they got auctions going on all the time, but this is exciting that they're coming to Texas. And I'm trying to they're back east somewhere, I can't remember now. But rockislandauction.com is all it is. Rock Island Auction.
Well, I know you're going to be monitoring it, so keep us posted. You
oh,
know,
absolutely.
As we get closer to that
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. You betcha.
All right. It is time for our weekly check of the CCA Star Tournament Leaderboard. Harold, as you do each week, lead us off.
That's right. Let me do that because this is our favorite bunch, and that's the Star Kids Scholarship Division. The leader gets $30,000, but they now changed it to where it goes down to, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five places. So the fourth runner-up gets $2,500.
Okay.
And so right now, our Sheepshead leader is Cameron McDowell, who is 8, 5 pounds, 6 ouncer. Our fourth runner-up is Margaret Eureka, who is 9. Gafftop, 5 pound, 8 ounce. Allie Parmenter, who is 7. I love that. And then the fourth runner-up, 4 pound, 6 ounce, Kent Manley, who is 6.
Outstanding. Star Teen Scholarship Division, similar format. Our leader in Sheepshead, Avery Restdorf, age 12. And the fourth runner-up, Madison Gray, age 16, is holding right now under that $2,500 scholarship. Gafftop, Lily Kunkel, age 14, 5 pounds, 3 ounces, and the 4 pound, 3 ounce holder in the fourth runner-up is Nori Kyle, age 12.
And I'm happy to see all those young ladies out there fishing. That's great. That's great. Okay, the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. This thing, you catch that tagged redfish, and they're out there. What are the 125 they put out this year? You're holding something at what? What
the backside of the first page.
Oh! I jumped ahead, didn't
you
I?
You did.
Well, then I won't mention these people.
We always close.
Oh, we'll close with that, of course.
Right.
Ow, ow, okay, okay. Ow. Where are we? Okay. Mm-hmm. Inshore division. All right. Sheepshead leader, 11 pound, 11 ounce, John Cornelius. The gaff top leader, 5 pound, 14 ounce, Eric Christian. And the black drum leader, 16 pound, 15 ounce, Holden Ashworth.
In the Hoffpower offshore division, our friend Lee Hoffpower. The Kingfish leader, 48 pounds, 4 ounce, is the leader there. David Blackwell caught a 31 pound, 10 ounce Dorado to lead that division. Chris Lenormand leads the Ling or Cobia, 63 pounds, 3 ounce. And our red snapper leader, Matthew Orodoswicz, 20 pound minimum, 29 pounds, 11 ounce. That's a good red snapper. is leading that division.
There we go.
Now
the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. Okay. You catch the tag redfish, you're going to get a brand new F-150, a trailer, a boat, a motor, the works. Well, they figure it's worth about 150 grand, something like that.
At least.
You know, it's quite a deal. So right now, off to a quick start this year, really. We've got three tagged redfish that have been caught. And these people all have, some new friends now, too. So Michael Webb II, Russell Snyder, and Stephen Bledsoe.
Have you called them yet?
No. Okay. Hi, Steve. Remember me? Right. Let's go fishing.
In the blue tag division, the first place winner will win a boat package, and that is Richard Draft. There it is. Richard Draft is the leader right now. The second, third, and fourth, and fifth will win gift cards of $2,000, and then the next five will win gift cards of $750.
Very good.
So not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal at all.
And don't go fishing unless you're entered.
Absolutely. What's the website?
StarTournament.org.
That's easy, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road, so do come back.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing, haha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind. For decades, the original blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D, has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. And I'm here to tell you that's true, because I've had several at my place for over 20 years, still using them. The blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind, that's BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
Very good.
Yeah. Good stuff.
All right.
Well, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday's rated as good. This Sunday and Monday slipped to fair, while Tuesday plunges to poor. Wednesday's another fair day. Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday are a trio of good ones. Next Sunday is our best day of the week. This Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. This Sunday, as well as Monday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise, continue to forage until late morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin during the early morning hours, continue until either side of the noon hour. Times will continue to adjust, so by Thursday and Friday, look for game to be most active from early to mid-morning until the early evening hours. Next weekend, this active feeding period will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. This Sunday, July the 9th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, will have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday's a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Tuesday has a double tide schedule. Wednesday through next Sunday is a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high, one low each day.
All right, on the coast, this time of year, we're playing the wind, and of late, we've had a southwesterly wind on the upper coast. Remember the big curve in the Texas coastline?
Yes.
You got to take
it's
that
still
into
there.
It's still there, and you
got to
take it into account.
Okay.
Same thing about the upper coast impacts what's going on over in southwest Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're looking, the most favorable wind direction is out of the southeast. But some good fishing over on Calcasieu has been taking place. Redfish, birds are working over bait. Same thing in Sabine Lake. And, in fact, there's a lot of people that may not know, but you can actually run from Sabine Lake by water to mm-hmm. Lake Calcasieu.
Oh, my.
Okay, through back bios and canals.
You have
and
to have
things.
A passport, though.
You do. Hey, even on Sabine Lake, if you're going to breach those coves, mm-hmm. go to the east of the points.
Right.
You better have a Louisiana license
right.
because that Texas license won't hunt over right. there, okay? You've had some really good fishing offshore out of Freeport. That's where the continental shelf starts to move closer to shore and gets, you know, ever closer the further south you go. But there's some good fishing near shore as well as offshore. And there's some really good fishing in the satellite bays and intercoastal waterway out of Freeport that people often overlook. On further down, sea drift area, you know, you've got San Antonio Bay with those massive reefs. You've got the outside beach in behind Matagorda Island. And you've got St. Joe Island, same thing down to Mustang Island and North Padre, good fishing. Some good fish have been coming out of the upper Laguna Madre. I'm talking about some good trout, and we are still under that restriction. We will until, I believe it's August 25th
mm-hmm.
is when that goes away.
Okay.
On speckled trout restrictions. Then you've got some good fishing. Oh, looking ahead into August,
mm-hmm.
On the north end of the land cut, you've got redfish that will start to school up, like around the Meadows, Rocky Slough, and they'll start to make their annual migration to the north. Good fishing out of Port Mansfield around East Cut, and keep on trucking around the Port Isabel South Padre Island jetties. One of the most fun, Harold, is catching some tarpon, juvenile tarpon, like 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 foot,
mm-hmm.
On trout tackle.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah,
because it will absolutely eat you up. What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's hit East Texas. Okay, let's go to lovely Lake Conroe. Catfish continue to be good on baited holes under the 1097 bridge and mixed with brim on the rip rap. Catching fish on catfish bubblegum, liver, worms, minnows, and shad. Fork. Brim are good, excellent on beds, is our report. Crappie continue to be good on the trees in 18 to 35 feet, brush 14 to 22 feet. The jig bite is slowing down as the summertime minnow bite kicks in strong. Livingston, catfish are good on flats adjacent to deep water or in the river channel with cut bait. Big Sam Rayburn bass are good with topwaters in the pencil grass and hydrilla. Bigger bass are on points and humps, biting crankbaits and Carolina rigs. Crappie are stacking up on brush with bluegill mixed in, biting on minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend. Best times for topwater bass of frog bite is over vegetation early and at dark. Another during the heat of the day, bass 20, 25 feet or over brush piles and ledges. Texas and Carolina rigs have been producing in the outer swings of the creek bends. Best colors, 6 to 10-inch worms or watermelon, candy, red, June bug, red, and red shad. Palestine, catfish are excellent under docks with night crawlers, punch bait, chicken liver, or hearts. River channel baited holes are producing numbers in 20 feet of water with night crawlers. And Tawakoni, Crappie are good in 8 to 16 feet on bridge columns, laydowns, and standing timber, preferring minnows over jigs. Eater-sized catfish are excellent, with baited holes producing most of the fish right now. Prepared baits are working best in 22 to 35 feet of water.
Heading to South Texas down Three Rivers Way, where the morning topwater bite has been good, producing size and quality of bass. As the sun rises, drag a Texas rig or Carolina rig on main lake points and humps. Falcon catfish are good in 5 to 15 feet of water in areas with hard bottoms using fresh cut bait. Keeper catfish are shallow on cut, stink bait, or shrimp on a cork with a 3-foot leader. Crappie are good in 5 to 10 feet of water on isolated vertical structure and brush piles. Largemouth bass are good on hard water bottoms in 5 to 15 feet of water. Fish there with deep diving crankbaits. Meredith, man, they have gotten some more weather, Harold, up in the panhandle. Uh-huh. That lake continues to catch more water. Catfish are good on night crawlers, chicken livers, minnows, and frozen shad. And my favorite, and I've got to get up there and I want to catch me a Texas walleye, okay, is right now good to excellent on crankbaits, minnows, and artificials.
All right, heading to the Hill Country, Big Lake Buchanan. White bass are still going good, very early at daybreak until about an hour after. On topwaters and spoons, stripers are good on topwaters early in the morning, then hitting spoons are trolling. Canyon, fishing is good in the mornings using a topwater lure for largemouth bass and stripers. As the sun rises, dragging a Texas rig or wacky rig on the outside of the grass lines has been producing bass. Travis, bass are good in the marinas, skipping jerk baits and swim baits under the docks.
It means you don't have to burn a lot of fuel to go
That's
find them.
Right.
All right. This portion of the program, our hunting section, is brought to you by Dallas Safari Club. Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of DSC is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of well-regulated hunting and the sustainable use of wild resources. DSC is a member of the International Union for a Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organization, and programs in support of that mission. Whether at DSC's huge annual four-day convention held each January or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming a part of our growth. For more information, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org. And on the hunting scene, we're in that phase where we've got two regulated seasons, the South Zone Javelina season that runs through August 31st, as well as the other open counties for squirrel season. And Harold?
Yes.
Our annual countdown continues, and now we're less than 8 weeks away from September 1.
Ah, yes.
And fall hunting seasons.
Load up.
Absolutely.
Load up.
All right, I see you have a winder sticker there.
Yes,
what,
I do.
What have you been driving?
It's called the Monroney, by the way.
That's what it's called?
Yes. The 2024 GLE 450 4MATIC. Yes. 450 4MATIC. Mercedes-Benz. It's their luxury SUV. It's midsize, but it has skid plates.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, it also goes 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. It's got a 3-liter turbo engine with a mild hybrid boosting it up, which really kicks it in when you stomp it. 375 horsepower. Their 9G Tronic, they call it. It's a 9-speed automatic transmission. Dynamic Select 4MATIC, which just automatically does like everything. And what's cool about this thing, you'll love this, aside from the fact it's got skid plates, it's got air suspension, so you can raise it up.
Okay,
for more,
ground clearance, yeah.
But what's also cool, though, is that because of this dynamic 4MATIC, if you get all four wheels just stuck in the mud, mm-hmm, it'll wiggle you out.
Really?
It'll jiggle all the wheels.
Wow.
That's wild if you've never seen that happen. It's just, you go, huh? I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Of course, you know, luxurious, you got to expect that. 12.3 widescreen digital instrument cluster, 12.3 widescreen center touch screen display. So it's like you're driving a CinemaScope car. Power heated front seats, well, of course it is. Lumbar support, of course it is. Ambient lighting. Active brake assist, active parking assist, blind spot assist, every safety thing you can think of. This one, a beautiful Bahia brown and black leather interior, natural grain, brown walnut trim, real wood. All-season tires on this puppy. Dash cam, panoramic sunroof, 360-degree camera, so you can find out what's going on. All of the assistance packages, active distance assist, active steering assist, active lane change assist, active emergency stop. It even asks you to stop and take a break because your eyes are drooping.
Stop.
Third row seat, yeah. I mean, this thing has just got the works. Surround sound system from Burmeister. 69.5 is the bass on this thing.
Really?
But loaded to the gills like this one was, because it did have everything, is Bob Vance money, 89. But 19 miles per gallon in the city, 26 on the highway, an extremely capable vehicle and just darn good looking too. The Mercedes 2024 GLE 450 4MATIC.
Do you still have that vehicle? Are you still driving it?
No.
Oh. Well, see if you can get it back, because I've got some places I want us to go down in South Texas,
okay,
and we'll take it off-road. Yeah,
check that wiggle. Yeah,
and check the paint job, you know,
right.
See how well it'll hold up.
You got it.
Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going trapping. We're going calling for critters. Byron Self's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloonier and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed. A partnership forged between Texas families have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with the Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The Whitetail Blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. All right, we were talking about the heat of summer. Happens every year. Things start drying out. The nutritional value of what is provided naturally kind of goes south.
Sure does.
But if you've got fortified cottonseed out, not only will it give you a great crude protein source, but the vitamin pack will provide what Mother Nature does not naturally provide, benefiting the buck while he's growing his antler,
right,
and benefiting mama deer that are taking care of those babies, producing milk to get their legs up underneath them.
But it's free choice. Won't they eat you out of house and home?
No. And that's a great point, Harold. Okay. You've been listening. No, it actually comes down to where wildlife is going to eat what they need. Mm-hmm. And it comes out to about a better than 2.5 to 1 savings over a protein regimen.
There you go.
Go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. If you have a big order that you need delivered, call them at 806-839-2122. If you need a couple hundred bags, you know, that you can handle in your own vehicles,
right,
go to Tractor Supply.
Okay.
Or at the website, you can also maybe find an independent dealer. Again, fortifiedcottonseed.com. When we made the connection with our guest today, Audio Bob, our producer, said, "He sounded like a fun guy." And I'm going, yeah, I was a little concerned about getting Byron and Harold together, and this thing could go south in a hurry. But
well, it could. I'm prepared. I'm prepared to point it in that direction.
Hey, if you can't have fun, ain't no sense in doing it.
That's right. And, you know, Byron, I'm not telling you, I'm not telling you anything you don't know about Bill making up tales. Is it true the first time he met you, you were wearing a coonskin cap?
No, that's not true, but I mean, it makes a good story.
Well, Bill, tickle me with this, you know, calling pigs. And I went, huh? Calling pigs?
Oh, yeah. This guy is good.
Oh, we got to talk about that. Yeah.
Well, let me finish the introduction,
sure,
because he is the inventor of the Convergent Hunting Solutions bullet. Mm-hmm. And there is tons of YouTube videos that Byron either made or users of the product. Right. I've used it, and we're going to get into that. Mm-hmm. But he's also a trapper. And he's back trapping.
Yeah.
So where do you want to start, Byron? You want to talk about trapping? You want to talk about calling pigs? Because we got about 15 minutes here that we're going to talk with you.
You bet. Well, we can talk about pigs and convergent and stuff. So just kind of tell you, I mean, I get that reaction a lot from guys about, well, calling pigs.
You know,
I've had hog calling contests in Arkansas for a century, you know. So, I mean, I don't know why that's so surprising to people, but hogs are, pigs in general, are a very vocal and social animal, and territorial and gregarious at the same time. So, which gregarious, I guess, and social, same thing. But so it just makes sense that a vocal animal like that should be able to, you should be able to call that animal. And so that kind of dovetailing that into the heat in the summer and what y'all were talking about earlier is hogs have no sweat glands, so they have to be around water to control their temperature. So during the heat of the summer here, there's not a really better time to call hogs because you know exactly where they're at. I mean, they have to be around water to survive.
And there's more to this than just yelling, "Sooey," right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pigs, you wouldn't think they'd have so much to say, but there's really a vocabulary with pigs. And we've kind of, you know, put together a pretty good stuff they like to hear, you know, on the Convergent app, we've got a hog calling app, and I say we actually sold that business here a couple of years ago to the original manufacturer, and kind of moved on to other things. You mentioned trapping, but I was kind of on the very ground floor with Convergent, and they helped design the deal. It's a very unique calling system, and where the Convergent system is unique to other systems is we use a much stronger battery, so we're able to use better speakers, and so that enables us to use better sounds, which Convergent has, and we've recorded a lot of good sounds, and that's what you really need for calling hogs, because of they have such a low guttural grunt and then the high squeals, and so it takes quite a bit of power or a good speaker to emulate those sounds and be effective. So that's where Convergent shines over a lot of other callers that use like a AA battery and a little PA type speaker, so the frequency response is not there, so it doesn't really duplicate those sounds as good as the Convergent, which does a phenomenal job of recreating those sounds. And so when calling those hogs, I mean, you're usually in pretty tight with them anyway because of the nature of where they live is in the thicker brush. So sound quality is very important. So if you'll move in, you know, to that water hole where they're kind of watering and, you know, keeping cool and keep the wind good because their sense of smell is incredible. So you've got to keep the wind in your favor and get relatively close to them without getting too close where you spook them. Turn that call on and get ready.
All right. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. Real quick, just I want to know, which call do you, because you talk about being aggressive when you call as opposed to just using the feeding type calls. What's your favorite call on your menu?
We'll start out with like a...
No, just the call. Just I know you got a progression, but what there's a reason for it.
I'll start out kind of light, you know, not a real aggressive sound in case there's something there close, you know, and I don't want to blow him out. And then if I don't get a response pretty quick, I'll go to that sound called Sal Hysteria. And
Sal Hysteria.
More aggressive.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And that has been the demise of trainloads of hogs.
All right. Listen, we got to go to a break. Hold on with us. Folks, you stick around as well, as it's going to get really fun in a minute right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show. Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of over 120 prizes in 7 divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Hoff Power Polaris, Whataburger, and Kryptek. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to Houston, San Antonio, and Fort Worth this August. The 2023 Hunters Extravaganza. Fun for the whole family. Check out hunting seminars, all the latest hunting equipment, last season's best bucks from our annual deer contest, and for the little hunters, games, live alligators, snakes, and more. The 2023 Hunters Extravaganza. Returning to Houston, San Antonio, and Fort Worth this August. For details and tickets, go to huntersextravaganza.com.
Come on, darling.
that was actually Pig Mama. I hit the wrong button. There's Sal Hysteria.
Sal Hysteria.
Oh, we're talking to Byron Sal. Trapper, call manufacturer, just a fun guy. Let's wrap up hogs and then we'll go to trapping a little bit. But
sure.
you were about to give us a progression of what you do on calling hogs. Now we got some time to do that. Talk to us about that. What's your progression of calling?
I'll usually start out with a more subtle sound, you know, like some subtle grunts or something. You can kind of go through there and listen to the different sounds. Just try to pick you out something that's subtle in the beginning, and then you can always ramp it up. But once you ramp it up, it's hard to take it down a notch, you know. So I always kind of start out low.
Right.
And after a minute or two, three, if hadn't anything happened, then I'll start getting aggressive. And I almost always go to that Sal Hysteria sound. It's been so effective for so many people, and us included. And so I always go to that. Now, and there's some more specific sounds on that app as well. So, you know, that's a little different deal. Now, the groups and sows and boars will all come to any of these calls, but some are more boar specific that kind of plays on those dominant boars. So if you're after a big old toothy boar, there are some boar specific sounds on there that you can get a really aggressive response out of some of those big boars.
Yeah, so Byron, is there, you know, we're talking about the location and getting near the water hole and stuff like that. Is there a particular better time of day or night to do this?
You know, during the day, you know, there anytime during the day if you'll get close. Obviously, you know, being that they can't sweat and it's so hot this time of year, real early in the mornings or late in the evenings are your cooler times, and really you don't want to be out there at noon in 100 degree weather going on. So,
right, sure.
So, and neither does the hog. He doesn't really want to move, and so there are a lot of times they're asleep down in there, you know, in that water trying to stay cool.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds to wrap up this pig portion before we get into trapping. How about some of the territorial or protection sounds like baby pig distress or sow protecting piglets. Is that something that is productive?
Sure. They are. And they will also, those baby pig sounds, and we have like even sow hysteria, which is kind of surprising to me. We'll call a lot of cows to those sounds, those distress type sounds.
All right.
So don't be surprised if a cow or even a bobcat doesn't show up to some of those sounds. But we use more of the group and social calls than the distress type calls.
Right.
For specifically calling hogs.
All right. The website for the bullet and also the Sidewinder, which is cool, just look at their entire lineup, is convergenthunting.com. Now we shift gears to Byron South's South Predator Control at southpredatorcontrol.com. And if somebody doesn't want to do the trapping themselves, you'll show up and take care of the problem, right?
Yes, sir. And that's kind of my roots. I mean, I've been a predator guy all my life. Since I was a kid, that was my forte and something I just always gravitated to. And so I've trapped for years. And then I'm 58 years old now. I'm kind of, you know, I've done the corporate thing for quite a while. And I've always loved the trapping. It's just kind of something I always really enjoyed doing. And I had a lot of big ranches that I'd hunted on that really needed some trappers. So I just kind of started doing that. And it just grew into another business all in its own.
This is to really remove a potential problem as opposed to trapping for the pelts, right?
Sure, sure. Not.
There's no market, is there?
There's a little bit of market for the bobcats, the coyotes, but the thing in the state of Texas is we've got a huge population of coyotes, and we also have, you know, a lot of people are really conscious about raising good deer, and, you know, y'all were talking about the feed earlier. I mean, that's the thing, you know, is we've got to get those fawns to maturity so they're, you know, a big trophy buck, and so if they end up being a coyote, heard, excuse my French there, but that's not one of the four-letter words we can not say. But anyway, that's what you want to avoid is fawn loss. We need to get that fawn up. So I'm employed by a lot of larger ranches that raise a lot of exotics as well as high-end and whitetails, and they can really, coyotes can, some of the places I've trapped now, used to, before I started trapping there, had 100% fawn loss on some of those places.
Mm.
And so you're talking about a significant amount of money and expense have a cash crop.
Sure.
So I come in through the year and just and keep the numbers down and try to eliminate all the coyotes.
I'm looking at your services. Again, the website is southpredatorcontrol.com. His name is Byron South. And under services, he's got ranch maintenance programs, trapping,
yes,
calling, seminars and instructions, which you we actually met at Dallas Safari Club a few years back, pricing, guided hunts. Are you doing any guided hunts this year? Or anymore?
I really haven't. I probably shouldn't take that off of there because my trapping is so busy.
Okay.
I really don't have time. But I mean, I'm not saying I won't. But I'm doing. You know, the trapping is.
He's flexible, folks.
Flexible. Hey, Byron. Since we're herd over most of Texas and Louisiana, how far do you range from your home base to do these services?
I trap all the way from the Texas Panhandle all the way to the Mexican border.
Ooh,
and I'm trying to get more stuff in East Texas where I live, so I can spend a night in my bed sometimes.
Okay. Listen, we're out of time. We're going to have you back and expand on this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Again, the ConvergentHuntingSolutions.com, ConvergentHunting.com for the bullet caller and sidewinder. And then for southpredatorcontrol.com for Byron South. Byron, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Byron. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the Outdoor Calendar. What's coming up, Harold?
Hey, you're going to be there. July 21-23, the 32nd Annual Texas Hunters and Sportsmen's Expo in the McAllen Convention Center, obviously in McAllen. Stop by the Texas Outdoors Journal booth, okay? But check on that show at TexasHunterAssociation.com and go there in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. Flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They charge with any light source and a USB cord. Hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone. So for our listeners and friends, 20% off any of their products. Free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free, same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Byron South. Go to southpredatorcontrol.com to introduce yourself further to this gentleman. And then check out what he invented at convergenthunting.com.
Outstanding. Okay. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.